Blog Talk Radio.
What can wash away my sin? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. What can make me whole again? Oh, nothing but the blood of Jesus. Oh, precious is the flow that makes me white as snow. No other found I know. Nothing but the blood of Jesus. There is power, wonder-working power, in the blood of the Lamb. Oh, there is power, power, oh, wonder-working power, in the precious blood of the Lamb. There is power, power, wonder-working power, in the blood of the Lamb. Yes, there is power. Jesus shed, he shed for me way back on Calvary. Oh, the blood that gives me strength from day to day. It's power, oh, but it reaches to the
praise, hallelujah, wherever you are, it will never lose its power. Thank you for your grace, Lord, hallelujah. Thank you for your mercy, Jesus. Thank you for your blood, Jesus, that will never lose its power. Thank you for the shed of the blood. It will never lose. It will never lose.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Come on, let's give God some praise this morning. Come on and open up your mouth and just sound glory. Thank God for who he is, amen. Hallelujah, Lord, we just want to say thank you. Father God, we come believing and trusting you for a mighty move in our life, in the life of those that we love and concerned about right now, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And Lord, we just want to say thank you. We thank you for loving us, oh God. We thank you, Lord God, for your word said that you loved us so much that you sent your only begotten Son, Jesus the Christ, our Lord and Savior, to pay the price for our sin. And we just want to say thank you. Oh, come on and magnify the Father, Lord, with me this morning. Just thank you right where you are. Holy Spirit of the living God, we welcome you right now in this place right now where we are to saturate the atmosphere. Let us see your presence on us and in us right now. Father God, we come thanking you for this day. For this is the day that you have made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. We thank you for new mercy and new grace, oh God. We thank you for the lying down and the raising up this morning. We thank you for restoring our soul and those in our family. We thank you, oh God, it's you that have kept us. Amen. Oh Lord, it's you, oh God, that has a plan for us to give us a hope and a future and expect it in. And we just want to say thank you. Oh Lord, we can't thank you enough. We bless your holy name. We thank you for every beat of our heart and every breath that we take, oh Lord. We thank you for new mercy and new grace, oh God. Oh Lord, we thank you, oh God, for the victory belongs to Jesus. And because we are in him and he is in us, we are victorious through the shed blood of Jesus Christ. And we just want to say thank you. Heavenly Father, we're so thankful for so many things. We're thankful that your word is true and established in heaven according to Matthew 24:35, that your mercy endures forever according to Psalm 118:1, that your grace is sufficient for us according to 2 Corinthians 12:9. Hallelujah. For your angels and for your protection according to Psalm 91, for your salvation, that our names are written in the Lamb's book of life according to Revelation 21:27, that everyone in our household are saved according to Acts 16:31, for your righteousness that's imparted to us according to 1 Corinthians 5:21. We're thankful for your Holy Spirit, the inward voice, the inward witness, the candle of the Lord according to Proverbs 20:27, that you sanctify us daily in your word according to John 17:17. Thank you for your peace that surpasses our understanding according to Philippians 4:7. Thank you for every battle and every problem that we face, knowing that the battle is an opportunity to cause our revelation knowledge and knowledge parts to become one solid rock, that the gates of hell can't prevail against us. Amen. Each and every battle is an opportunity for us to take root so we can bear fruit. Amen. We know that the trial of our faith turns into patience. Hallelujah. Causing us to form into perfect men and women of God, wanting nothing. Thank you that we can ask you for whatever we will, and as long as we are connected to the vine, we have that we petition, amen, that we ask in the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you for your provision, that you supply all our needs according to your riches and glory. Thank you for divine prosperity. Thank you for healing past, present, and future, as you are Jehovah Rapha, the Lord who heals. Thank you for divine help right now. Thank you for physical and spiritual hearing, seeing, feeling, smelling, and tasting. Thank you for everything that you create, oh God, that we take for granted. We just want to say thank you, Lord. Thank you, Heavenly Father, for your Holy Spirit. Thank you for being present with us always. Thank you for the gifts of the Holy Spirit. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah to your name, God. And we just want to say thank you, thank you, thank you. God, we thank you that you've created us a clean heart, and that you renewed the right spirit within us, that you made old things pass away and all things are new. You didn't cast it away from your presence. You didn't take your Holy Spirit away from us, oh God. We just want to say thank you. We know we failed you. Oh Lord, for your mercy endures forever. You restored us to the joy of your salvation. According to Psalm 51:10 and 13, your joy is our strength. According to Nehemiah, oh God, 8 and 10. And we just want to say thank you that by faith we receive it right now. We crucify our flesh right now. According to Romans 8:13, as we die daily from our self-desires and live to do your desires. According to 1 Corinthians 15 and 31, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we command the mind of our flesh to shut up. Don't talk to us about sin, for we are dead to sin. Amen. According to Romans 6:2, don't talk to us about condemnation, for there is no condemnation to us because we are in Christ Jesus. According to Romans 8:1, we walk after the Spirit. Amen. And not after the flesh. According to Romans 8:4, we have been healed by the stripes of Jesus. According to Isaiah 53:5, we have been redeemed from the curse of the law of sin and death. According to Galatians 3:13, we are blessed when we come in, blessed when we go out. Amen. We're blessed in the city, blessed in the country. Amen. Our fruits, our seeds and land and storehouse are blessed. Everything we touch is blessed. It prospers according to Deuteronomy 28:3-6, verse. Amen. Oh Lord, we just want to say thank you that all these blessings shall come upon us and overtake us because we obey the voice of the Lord our God. Thank you, Lord God, that you did not give us a spirit of fear, but a power and a love and a sound mind, according to 2 Timothy 1 and 7. And we just want to say thank you for it all. We bless your holy name, Father God. Oh, Lord, we need more of you. We come, oh, God, hallelujah, expecting, oh, God, for a miracle being worked in our life. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Oh, Lord, let your peace reign right now. Let peace reign over every area of our lives. And we just want to say thank you for it. We bless your holy name. Heavenly Father, we put on us right now the full arm of God. And we just want to say thank you for it all, that we're fully covered from the crown of our head to the soles of our feet. Father God, according to, hallelujah, your word, oh God, we pray that, hallelujah, that we've hidden in our hearts that we might not sin against you, because you made Christ who knew no sin to be sin for us, and that we might become the righteousness of you, oh God. Hallelujah, God, in him, we acknowledge you, God, as our Jehovah seeker do. Your word says it means righteousness. And our Jehovah Makadishkim, our sanctifier. Heavenly Father, we realize that our own self-righteousness is as filthy rags in your eyes, according to Isaiah 64:6. But your word says, if we confess our sins, you are faithful and just to forgive us of our sins, to cleanse us from all unrighteousness, according to 1 John 1 and 9. And every Father, please forgive us from our sins. We want to be your loving and obedient children. Amen. We want to be your spotless bride presented to you. Hallelujah. Glory, splendor, without spot or wrinkle or any such thing, according to Ephesians 5 and 27. We want to be holy without blemish. Amen. Through the, hallelujah, through the washing of the water of your word, according to Ephesians 5 and 26, hallelujah. And we just want to say thank you. We acknowledge you as our Jehovah Methodistum, our sanctifier. We want to be your humble servant, to walk in love, forgiveness, and gentleness toward each other, showing the love of Christ as your body, according to Ephesians 5 and 2. Remind us that if we do this, we will exit out of your righteousness and back into our own self-righteous, filthy rags. My Lord, my God, help us to be a doer of your word, not just to hear, only deceiving ourselves, according to James, hallelujah, chapter 1, verse 22, so we may act upon the revelation knowledge that you have given us. And we just want to say thank you, Father God. We bless your holy name, Lord. Have your way, Holy Spirit of the living God, right now on this line as we enter in. We humble ourselves that we may be delivered and forgiven from all that's not of you. Father God, we ask, oh God, if that be in the wicked way, let it be exposed and taken out the way right now, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And every Father, we ask that you order our steps, according to Psalm 37 and 23. We acknowledge you, Father God, precious Jesus, precious Holy Spirit in all our ways, according to Proverbs 3 and 6. We acknowledge you, Jesus, as Lord over all our ways. And in everything we do, we will do it heartily. According to Colossians 3 and 23, listen to your spirit and rejoice as we do it for you. We have your promise that you will direct our path, according to Proverbs 4 and 18. We will not lean to our own understanding and go by what we think is good, but we will trust your Holy Spirit with all our hearts. Amen. And we will believe our path is directed by you, according to Proverbs 3, 5 through 6. And we just want to say thank you We bless your holy name, Heavenly Father. Heavenly Father, we want to be wise sons and daughters who gather the harvest instead of sons and daughters who cause you shame and sleep during the harvest. According to Proverbs 10 and 5, help us to keep a right heart and a hearing ear. According to Proverbs 20 and 12, give us wisdom to use you to win your people to your kingdom. Amen. Lead us to them, O God, and tell us what to say that they may be saved in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. According to Acts 1 and 8, we're not ashamed of your gospel, but it is the power of you. God is the salvation. According to Romans 1 and 15, give your servants boldness to stand up for you and tell others what you have done for us. Hallelujah. And we thank you right now. We decree and declare your goodness. And we decree and declare all is well with us. And we can decree and declare that we are healed. Amen. And we receive our healing right now. Heavenly Father, I pray that your kingdom come, your will be done over our families. I ask you to make your word stronger and greater than our wills. I ask you to make us hunger and thirst after your righteousness. According to Matthew 5 and 6, I stand on your promises that, hallelujah, our children, children's children's children, amen, generations to come, our husbands, amen, our fiancés, all that we love and concern about, children will prophesy. According to Acts 2 and 17, I intercede in the spirit that our families are saved by faith. Oh, Lord, help each of us, oh God, to keep a pure heart according to 1 Peter 1 and 22. Hallelujah. Keep us in remembrance of your promises, oh God, that you will never leave us nor forsake us. According to Hebrews 13 and 5, I take the shield of faith and I cover our families right now and our churches, amen. For you will bless the righteous with favor and protect us, surrounding us with a shield according to Psalm 5 and 12. And we just want to say thank you, Father. Oh, Lord, we bless your holy name. Father God, as we enter in this morning with all faith, oh God, we thank you, oh God, for your word is true. We thank you, oh God, amen, it's become, oh God, petition our prayer, God, hallelujah, that you bow down your ear, Father God, and you will answer our prayers according to thy will. Oh, Lord, that all good things come from you. We let all things be good because we know that all good things come from you. And your word said, Father God, that you will not withhold any good thing from your children, and we are your children. Oh, Lord, let your goodness overtake us, amen. And, Lord, we pray, oh, God, for the protection and the life, health and strength and the healing and deliverance, oh, God, and guidance and direction and position for our lives and those in our family and loved ones, all that we're concerned about and love, our church family and friends, oh, God. Let it be done. We ask in Jesus Christ's mighty name. And, Father God, we just want to say thank you. Lord, I pray right now that you'll bless us and those in our family, all that we love and are going and coming on today. Oh, Lord, let us receive traveling grace and mercy to and from our destination. Let there be no mechanical barriers, no breakdowns, no tickets, no pullovers, no accidents. I put the blood of Jesus Christ over our homes and all that's in our homes, over our, hallelujah, our vehicle, the car, every transportation that we may enter into today. I put the blood of Jesus Christ over any roundabout, every road, street, highway, airway, seaway, building, a place up, everywhere our feet may tread. I put the blood of Jesus Christ over it right now, and I decree in the crack of blood that Jesus Christ covers us and protects us in it, and no weapon formed against us shall prosper. And every tongue that rises up against the judgment, you shall condemn. And Lord, we just want to say thank you. We receive it right now. Hallelujah. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And Lord, we ask that you allow the scripture to take root in us and be engraved on our hearts and minds. Let us receive the divine revelation and knowledge and wisdom of your word that we may apply it to our daily lives and live a life that is upright and pleasing to thy sight, Lord. We decree and declare that we are blessed in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. That God has turned it all around for our good and those in our family. We thank you, Lord God, for release your war and angels to war against any spirit designed to stop our prayers from being answered. That we are blessed and we'll go from glory to glory to glory. And wealth and riches are in our home, but we thank you for it, Lord. And we seal this prayer with the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth that does all things but fail. And the promises of God and the Holy Spirit of the living God that dwell in us all that believe. And it's in Jesus Christ's holy name that we pray. To God be the glory. Amen, amen, and amen. Hallelujah. thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Come on, let's give God some praise. Amen. Many of us just went to sleep a few minutes ago, like myself. Amen. But my Lord, my God, just find his robbery. Amen. To get up. Amen. To praise God. To be in position. My Lord, thank you, Father God. Because if you are God, that is what trips me. Yes, you are God, that is our way. Amen. It is you, God, that is our life. It is you, God, that is our truth. It is you, God, that is our life. Amen. And we just want to say thank you. If it had not been for you, Father God, on our side, where would we be this day? Lord, we thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, Lord, we bless your holy name, Father God. Amen and amen. Good morning and welcome, welcome, welcome. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. It's just me and you, Sister Sean, on the line this morning. Good morning. Welcome. How you doing this morning?
Good morning. I'm fine. Tired.
My Lord, my God. I literally just went to sleep probably 10 minutes ago.
Oh, wow.
My husband said, you not going to get you no sleep? I said, I have to get up in a minute. He said, well, get you a few minutes of sleep. I said, how much time is before 4:55? He said, about 20 minutes. Oh, my Lord, my God. But I thank God I'm up in position. I thank God for you. The Bible says we've been two or more gathered in his name, touching and agreeing. There he is in the midst of. We just thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Heavenly Father. Thank you, Holy Spirit, for being in the midst. This morning, we thank God for the strength to be in position. Amen?
Yes.
They said, if you could just get here, come on, get your healing. If you could just get here. I don't know what you're doing right now, but if you could just get here. I just laid down, but if you could just get here. I just spoke to the door. If you could just get here. I just spent my last, but if you could just get here. My Lord, my God. And I thank God that we are here this morning. Amen?
Amen.
I thank God for you. I didn't call nobody this morning. I just sent them a text. I was like, you know what, it's Sunday morning. I'm not going to wake nobody up, but I will text them. And maybe they have on their notification. So I didn't text. I didn't call. I just text. So I said, they probably just went to bed like me, but let me just text. Amen. Mm-hmm. I'm glad to have you on the line this morning that I'm not by myself. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. This morning we're gonna have our scripture reading. Since it's just me and you on the line, we're still gonna do it like we normally do it. And I thank God for you so much. You have no idea. At first I thought nobody was gonna be on, and then you popped in. I thought, okay. All right, Lord, thank you. Amen. I wanna be, listen, I'm telling you, I wanna be available. Not just for the multitude, but I want to be available for just the one. Amen?
Man.
Amen. I want to be like the multitude. I'm like, I'm concerned about the one that's needed. That's who in position. So I just thank God for you. Amen. I get excited about the one. All right. Our scripture is going to come out the book of 1 John, chapter 5, verse 6 to 13. That's 1 John chapter 5, verse 6 to 13. Y'all, you back home, or did y'all stay out of town?
Yeah, we came back last night.
Oh, okay.
We never
okay. What time did y'all get back?
We got back at about between 6 and 7.
Oh, yeah,
she has to prepare for his message today.
Yeah, we had a good time last night. The place was packed. It was a good play. It was a good turnout. It was funny. You know, a lot of people had been through so much. One lady came up and she said, I just want to thank you. She said, in 6 days, I've lost 8 people.
Wow.
She said, I had 3 funerals to go to today. And said 3 or 4. She said, I was only able to make 2 of them. She said, back to back. And she said, you have no idea how much I needed this. And I thank you. And she went on Facebook. And she said, I just want to thank. Because you just never know what people need, but God knows. And she said, I laughed and I laughed. And I sat there and enjoyed it. Not as good for the soul, I'm telling you. Just to come out and have a good time, good food, good fun. The Walkers were there. They came out last night, so they were in the building. So, yeah, it was a good time. All right, so we're coming out of the First John, chapter 5. I was so, I can't wait to see you at one of the shows. You have no idea. I'm just so excited. Because your birthday is March 1. I know. You said your birthday is March 1.
April
23rd. April or March?
April
23rd.
April 23rd.
April 23rd. Huh?
The week before my wedding.
I'm about to put your birthday on my calendar. Yeah, so I will not forget. We got so many birthdays. I got so many children. We were celebrating my daughter's birthday last night. And at the show, she was there, my oldest daughter. She's so shy. She didn't want to come up. I had put a little crown on and all that. The tiara was fun. All right, First John, I'm coming out the New King James Version at First John chapter 5, verse 6 through 13. Amen. The Bible says, make sure I'm in the right one, First John chapter 5, verse 6 through 13. Okay, there we go. Amen. Hallelujah. The Bible says in First John chapter 5, verse 6 through 13, it says, this is he who came by water and blood, Jesus Christ. Not only by water, but by water and blood. And it is the Spirit who bears witness, because the Spirit is truth. Verse 7 says, for there are three that bear witness in heaven, the Father, the Word, and the Holy Spirit. And these three are one. And there are three that bears witness on earth, the Spirit, the water, and the blood. And these three agree as one. If we receive the witness of men, the witness of God is greater. For this is the witness of God, which he has testified of his Son. Verse 10 says, he who believes in the Son of God has the witness in himself. He who does not believe God has made him a liar. But because he has not believed the testimony that God has given of his Son. Verse 11 says, and this is the testimony that God has given us eternal life, and this life is in his Son. Verse 12 says, he who has the Son has life, and he who does not have the Son of God does not have life. These things I have written to you who believe in the name of the Son of God, that you may know that you have eternal life and that you may continue to believe in the name of the Son of God. Amen, amen. What is the Bible saying? What is the scripture saying to us this morning? Because it's about life application. When we look at the scripture, understand the phrase came by water and blood may refer to Jesus' baptism and his crucifixion. So at this time, there was a false teaching in circulation that said Jesus was the Christ only between his baptism and his death. That is, he was merely human until he was baptized, at which time the Christ then descended upon him, but then later left him before his death on the cross. But if Jesus died only a man, he could not have taken upon himself the sins of the world. And then Christianity would be an empty religion. Only an act of God could take away the punishment that we deserve of our sin. The gospel twice records God's clear declaration that Jesus was his Son. At Jesus' baptism, in the book of Matthew, we see it. 3:16-17 to be exact, and as his transfiguration in the book of Matthew chapter 17:5. So whoever, we look at verse 12, whoever believes in God's Son has eternal life. He is all you need. You don't need to wait for eternal life, because It begins the moment you believe. You don't need to work for it because it is already, I want to say it's already yours. It's already ours. Who that believe, receive. Amen. You don't need to worry about it because you have been given eternal life by God himself, and it is a guarantee. Amen. And the last verse, verse 13 here, hallelujah, that says, these things I've written to you who believe in the name of the Son of God, that you may know that you have eternal life and that you may continue to believe in the name of the Son of God. See, some people hope that they will receive eternal life. John says, we can know we have it. Amen. Our certainty is based on God's promise that he has given us eternal life through his Son. See, this is true whether you feel close to God or far away from him. Eternal life is not based on feelings, but on facts. You can know that you have eternal life if you believe God's truth. Amen. If you aren't sure that you are a Christian, ask yourself, have I honestly committed my life to him as my Savior and Lord? If so, you know by faith that you are indeed a child of God. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I pray, Father God, that you add a blessing to the readers, the hearers, and most of all, the doers of your word. It is my prayer that we be the doers of the word, and that we believe. Amen. Amen. That we have eternal life through the one you send, your only begotten Son. Amen. That we're saved. Amen. And Lord, we come believing. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Amen. God bless you. God bless you, sister. I'm not going to hold us too long on the line this morning. I do have strategic prayers for us to pray this morning. But if you have a prayer petition, God bless you. Go ahead.
Just pray over our prosperity, peace.
Yes, Lord.
For me.
Amen. Amen. Unspeakable joy. Amen. Hallelujah. Lord, we thank you right now. Father God, we thank you that we can come, oh God. Thank you, Lord Jesus, that you made it possible that we can come boldly to the throne of grace and receive. And Father God, we come together this morning with our combined faith, believing, oh God, for a mighty move in the life of your daughter and all that she loves and concerned about right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh Lord, you're Jehovah Shalom, the Lord of peace. Amen. So Father God, we ask in Jesus' name, oh Lord, that you will move mighty, oh God, bringing peace into every area of our life, oh God. Oh Lord, we ask, oh God, that you restore the joy, oh God. Oh Lord, fill it with so much joy, unspeakable joy. Oh Lord, make the joy become even more. Make the joy become so contagious, oh God, that anyone that she's around will catch joy, the spirit of joy. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh Lord, we decree and declare that you're a God of prosperity. Oh Lord, that you will prosper your daughter, oh God, on every side. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord, I pray that you will bless her going and coming, blessing the city, blessing the field, oh God. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, bless her when she lay down, bless her when she rise back up again. Amen. Restore, renew, refresh, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. And Lord, I just want to say thank you. Lord, I pray right now that the glory of Lebanon come into our life, oh God. Let the ecstasy of the cedars of Lebanon come into our life right now, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh Lord, let the fruitfulness and abundance of Lebanon be upon the life of your daughter's son. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. And Lord, we just want to say thank you. Father God, I ask in Jesus' name that even her clothes be scented like the cedars of Lebanon. Let the streams of Lebanon flow into our life, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Lord, we just want to say thank you, Father God. Oh, Lord, plant your daughter tree as a tree of Lebanon and let her grow strong because of your blessing. And we just want to say thank you. Lord, we lift up her marriage right now, God. And, Father God, we pray, oh, God, for your great favor be upon her marriage. May your peace reign in every area of her marriage, oh, God. Lord, I pray right now, anyone that's speaking any evil against her marriage, oh, God, let their mouths be silent, let their tongues be tangled right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. So let every plan and every way of the enemy that's trying to ruin how the marriage, oh, God, amen, even before they come together, oh, God, let it be destroyed right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. So let every plot, plan, and agenda of Satan and his agents be destroyed. Let it backfire on them, amen. in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. I decree and declare that marriage to be blessed. Amen. I decree and declare your favor upon that marriage. I decree and declare victory over that marriage right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, that they will be each other's peace, each other's joy. Amen. Each other's happiness. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, each other's help. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, and that no one would, hallelujah, let me come between them. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, Lord, I pray that they will grow stronger in you together. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. And Lord, I just want to say thank you, Father. Hallelujah. Lord, I pray, oh God, as they come together, oh God, touch their bodies, oh God. Let healing spring forth, oh God. Release your healing anointing, your healing virtue, oh God, into their body. Lord, I pray for restoration right now. Oh, Lord, restore, oh God, every organ, every cell, every ligament, every muscle, every tissue, every nerve, oh God, every bone in their bodies right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we just want to say thank you. Lord, I pray that they operate in unison to one another. And we love you, Lord. I thank you for answered prayers this morning. I decree and declare it is so, and it shall be no other way. And I plead the blood of Jesus Christ over you right now, over your marriage, amen. And we just thank you, Lord God, for blessing it. We thank you for your blessing, amen. And it's in Jesus' name we pray. To God be the glory. Amen, amen, and amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. God bless you, sister. God bless you. In Jesus' name, amen. Can you still hear me?
Yes.
All right, all right. All right. So we were praising this morning.
I was praising.
Amen, amen. Amen. Glory, glory. This morning I'm going to pray prayers for deliverance. Amen for us this morning and those of our family. For self-deliverance, amen. Anything that we're dealing with, amen. Anything that's attacking us, anything the enemy has set up, anything that's rooted, amen. Anything that we receive from our ancestors from generation to generation, we're gonna receive our deliverance this morning. And we pray right now that our husband, amen, our husband, our children, our grandchildren, our family members and loved ones, our church family and friends, that they will receive their deliverance this morning, oh God, as we pray. We pray for them as well. Amen. Hallelujah. And, Lord, we just want to say thank you, Father God. Oh, Lord, that you remembered us this morning, oh God. We pray, oh God, that you will continue to remember us and those in our family and that you will bring us out of harm's way, oh God. Oh, Lord, because we trust in you and that you will continue to make a way out of no way where it seemed to be no way. Lord, I pray that we increase in love, oh God. Oh, Lord, that we will love like Christ. Oh, Lord, that we will operate with grace and mercy with each other, oh God, releasing it, oh God, freely, amen. As you're giving to us, oh God, new mercy and new grace, that we will give that same grace and mercy, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And Lord, Father God, that we will not deceive ourselves, hallelujah, by keeping bad company, for we understand that, hallelujah, bad company corrupts good company, amen. And we just want to say thank you. Lord, it's my prayer that we will not be tempted by the worldly things or people or conversation or things of this world, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, that we will keep our minds stayed on you, that you'll keep us in perfect peace, amen. Oh, Lord, I pray that you do a new thing, oh, God. Lord, I come to be changed, oh, God. Oh, Lord, change and make me more like you. Oh, Lord, change your daughter, son, and make her more like you, oh, God. Lord, we come because we want to be changed. We don't want to miss anything that you have for us. If we only sleep a week, oh, God, we want to be in a position to receive from you. We want to have that intimate relationship with you, Father God, knowing that you hear us, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, not just hear us, but you answer our prayers, and we just want to say thank you. I come against every familiar spirit that's operating in our lives in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, and I command you to cease your work, to die at the root and come out in the mighty name of Jesus Christ and never to return. Amen. Oh, Lord, fill this your temple with as much Shekinah glory as possible. And we just want to say thank you, Lord. We bless your holy name, Father God. Let us hear the end in prayer. Heavenly Father, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, Patrick, we decree and declare your word, oh God, that we can decree a thing and it shall be established in our life in this earth, oh God. So we come decree and declare right now that we have the power and the authority, amen, to do so, amen. We pick up that power and authority right now. We use it in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. And we break all generational curses of pride, rebellion, lust, poverty, witchcraft, idolatry, death, destruction, failure, sickness, infirmity, fear, schizophrenia, rejection in the name of Jesus Christ. We command our generational and hereditary spirits operating in our life through curses to be bound and cast out in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We command our spirits of lust, perversion, adultery, fornication, uncleanness, immorality to cut out of our sexual character in the mighty name of Jesus Christ and those of our family and all that we love and concerned about. We command our spirits of hurt, rejection, fear, anger, wrath, sadness, depression, discouragement, grief, bitterness, and unforgiveness to come out of our emotions in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We command our spirits of confusion, forgetfulness, mind control, mental illness, double-minded, fantasy, pain, pride, and memory recalls to come out of our minds in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We break our curse of schizophrenia and command our spirits of double-minded, rejection, rebellion, root of bitterness to come out. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we command our spirits of guilt, shame, and condemnation to come out of our conscience right now. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we command our spirits of pride, stubbornness, disobedience, rebellion, self-will, selfishness, arrogance to come out our will. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we command our spirits of addiction to come out of our appetite. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we command our spirits of witchcraft, sorcery, divination, and occult to come out. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we command our spirits operating our head, our eyes, mouth, tongue, and throat to come out. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, Lord, we just want to say thank you. We command our spirits operating our chest and lungs to come out. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we command our spirits operating our back and spine to come out. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we command our spirits operating our stomach and navel and abdomen to come out. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we command our spirits operating our heart, spleen, our kidneys, our liver, and pancreas to come out. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we command our spirits operating our sexual organs to come out. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we command our spirits operating our hands, our arms, our legs, our feet to come out. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we command our demons operating our skeletal system, including our bones, joints, knees, elbows, to come out. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we command our spirits operating our glands and endocrine system to come out. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we command our spirits operating our blood and circulatory system to come out. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we command our spirits operating our muscle and muscular system to come out. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we command our religious spirits of doubt, unbelief, error, heresy, traditions that came in through religion to come out. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we command our spirits from our past that are hindering our present and future to come out. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we command our ancestral spirits that intervene through our ancestors to come out. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we command our hidden spirits hiding in any part of our lives to come out. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, my Lord, my God, and we just want to say thank you. We receive our deliverance right now, amen. And Lord, we pray right now that every area that the enemy has vacated, oh Lord, fill this your temple, amen, with as much your kind of glory as possible. And we just want to say thank you, Father. We bless your holy name, Lord. We decree and declare your blessing upon our life. We have come to your holy mountain this morning. Let the blessing of Zion be upon our lives. We've come to Zion, Lord, command your blessing, even life forevermore. Let your presence, oh God, be upon our life continually, and let your blessing be continued. We receive the blessing and the favor of Zion right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, for there is no mountain as holy as Zion. We ascend and dwell at your holy hill. Zion is your habitation. We will dwell and live where you are and enjoy your blessings. Let everlasting joy be upon our heads, oh God, for we've come to Zion this morning. Let gladness and joy overtake our life. Let sorrow and sadness flee away right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh Lord, let us sing in the height of Zion, and the goodness of the Lord shall flow over us. Let our soul be like a water garden so that we sorrow no more. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we decree and declare that joy has come this morning. Amen. We decree and declare that we are blessed. And we are more than conquerors through Christ Jesus who conquered the world. And we thank you for, Lord. Let the wicked be purged out the land, O Lord. Lord, we pray for the land and the people of Jerusalem, God, that they may be healed and that they may be blessed. And we just want to say thank you that you blessed us. Thank you for forgiving us and washing us and cleansing us from all our sin and all unrighteousness to the intrinsic and quantum level. Lord, as we leave this life and never your presence, We thank you, oh God, it's you that go before us, oh God, preparing the way, making every crooked path straight, oh God. Ruin every plot, plan, trickery, and attack of the enemy, and we thank you. Hallelujah, hallelujah, that you're working it all out for our good, that you've divinely intervened and turned it all around for our good. And we just want to say thank you for it all. We bless your holy name as we enter into this new day that you've given us. We decree and declare that we're blessed going in. We're blessed coming out of it. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Father God, I ask for your blessing, oh God, that you will bless me and your daughter, Shirley, and in your multiplying, oh God. Multiply us as the stars of the sky and the sand of the seashore. And we receive it by faith right now. Let love overtake us. Your peace overtake us. Your joy overtake us. Your way overtake us. Amen. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We are healed. We are delivered. And we are set free by the blood of Jesus. And we thank you for it, Lord. We decree and declare that we're blessed. And we're walking in our season of record-breaking miracles. Signs and wonders, God's divine blessing and favor, God's mercy and grace, God's healing, God's peace, God's prosperity, God's protection, God's provision, God's help. And we thank you for it, Lord. And we seal this prayer with the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth that does all things fulfill, and the promises of God and the Holy Spirit of the living God that dwell in us both. And we believe. We thank you for it, Lord. And it's in Jesus' name we pray. To God be the glory. Amen, amen, and amen. Thank you, Lord God. We bless your holy name. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. I lift up our sisters and family on the line, Brandy and her family, Minister Larry Green and his family, to Carla James and her family, Shabante Stewart, Shepherd and her family, my mother, Carol, and all of us in our home, and both of our families. I lift them up. Lord, I just pray that you will continue to bless them, oh God. I pray for your leading and positioning, guidance. Oh, Father God, your way to be made in our lives, in their lives, oh God. And I pray, oh God, that you will continue to help your children. Help us all, your children around the world. And I thank you for it, Lord. Do a new thing in us, oh God. We want to be changed. We want to be more like. Whatever it is, oh God, that is in your way, oh Lord, let it be removed and taken out the way. Anything that's been said by the cap of Satan that caused us to stumble, let it be uprooted and cast down right now. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we thank you for it, Lord. And we fill this prayer with the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth that does all things but fail, and the promises of God, and the Holy Spirit of the living God that dwell in us both. In Jesus' name we pray. To God be the glory. Amen, amen, and amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. God bless you, Sister Shun. I love you. I thank God for you. If there's anything you'd like to say before we go, please go ahead. Go ahead.
Amen.
Amen, amen.
No,
amen. Glory to God. We thank God again. I thank God for you so much. Just being obedient, being in position. And I ask our Heavenly Father to bless you in a mighty way and just complete restoration. Amen. That all will know and testify the goodness of the Lord, seeing what God has done. Well, it looked like God did it. Amen. Not like man had any part of it, but God. Amen.
God.
Amen. God bless you. Have a blessed day in the Lord. And now may the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious unto you, giving you his peace. May you walk in the confidence that your life will be victorious and beautiful with God's help. Nothing is impossible to you because of him. Amen. Our Heavenly Father, hallelujah, our Lord and Savior, you are numbered among the righteous because of the blood of the cross, our Lord and Savior, that covers us and protects us. It renews us, it heals us, it makes all things new.
We are redeemed. So let us say so. We are redeemed. God bless you, Sister Sean. I love you so much, sister. You have a blessed day in the Lord. Okay. All right. Glory to God. Amen. Amen. God bless you. Hallelujah.
Oh, I want to see him look upon his face. Let us sing forever of his saving grace. On the streets of glory, let me lift my voice. Cares all past, hold me last, ever to rejoice.
I want to hear her say, well.
Give it back to you. You give me my husband, you know I love him. And now I'll give him back so you know I'm all in. Lord, take my children, my family. I want you to know that you have me.